So if Windows was designed today, would the registry exist? It's an interesting question, because the registry is fundamentally a database. In fact, internally, if you take a look at the Windows code sources, it's called the configuration manager. That's where the configuration of not just the system, but also applications is stored. And there's a different number of hives, registry hives, there's the system hive, there's user hives, where configuration for those scopes are stored. Now, one of the interesting design decisions of Windows that I'm not sure would be made again is that applications didn't start with their own configurations. And later in Windows 8 timeframe, something called app hives came into place, where new modern apps carried their own configuration and their own app hive. You can think of a hive, though, as being schematized data, so it's got different types, but with arbitrary types of organizations of keys and values. And given that it's implemented with a subsystem that assigns ACLs to at a very fine-grained level to those keys, it's got its own API surface on top of it, the registry API. Now, if you take a look at a different operating system like Linux, it has no such thing as the registry. There's no global configuration store. There's no common schema. Every app has its own configuration that it carries with it, and the system has its own configuration that it has, and these are represented as flat files with text. And I would say that the more flexible model, the more human-readable model, and now machine-readable model, is actually probably what, if Windows was designed again, would be designed with, rather than this schematized configuration store that is opaque unless you're coming at it through the API surface.